Okay, let us continue. We've gone through and given you an example of 8 powerful presentations. Would you agree?
Yes.
I believe strongly these are an excellent introduction to a total comprehensive health ministry for your church. And for those that want to spend more time on understanding weight, you can have a weight management class, which we've also written. We have a 10-week classroom series on weight management. We've also got a 10-week classroom series on exercise. They all have some overlap, but the other two focus specifically on weight or fitness. And then if you've got some particular disease orientations, we've got programs on heart and diabetes and stress and blood pressure and healthy eating. So it's all like getting a master's degree in public health with the tools in your briefcase. Now,
I'm so glad you have them on DVDs because that's what I have to use in my small.
Sure.
And they're about an hour long, aren't they?
They're about an hour long.
So I'm going to cut it in half. I show 30 minutes each time.
Yeah. There's some logical breaks that you can do within that.
Yeah.
There's an awful lot of information out there, and I'm going to give you some hints on what you should read and what you shouldn't read, okay? Some basic principles is you yourself want to be credible. You want to build trust in your audience. You want to be accurate, so looking at new studies. You want to show the interest, so you've got new information, makes your presentation interesting and fresh. You want to use reliable sources. Most reliable sources are scientific health journals. They've got high standards of acceptance. The research is generally conducted at universities or medical centers. They adhere to strict standards in study design and data analysis, and their content is generally peer-reviewed. That means before it's published, half a dozen other folks have to agree that This makes sense. This is logical. It might disagree with standard practice, but because the study design was correct, it makes sense. Okay? Now, we read these scientific journals regularly, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, the British Medical Journal, and some of these other ones. You don't have to read them. You can if you want to. But if you subscribe to our Making Healthy Choices newsletter, which we give you free, it's an electronic email that we sent you, then we give you these updates on a regular basis. It's called Making Healthy Choices, and what you'll need to do is go to wellsource.org. We're changing that website to mylifelonghealth.org. But anyways, wellsource.org. And sign up for the Making Healthy Choices newsletter. We've got about 18,000 people on it now, and it continues to grow. But you're welcome to get that free. And every couple of months, we present some new scientific studies, and we put it together, a PowerPoint presentation with some speaker notes that you can add to various presentations. Okay? www.wellsource.org, and that will be changing to www.mylifelonghealth.net or .org. They'll both work. Yes?
Can we have access to the archives also?
Sorry?
Can we have access to the archives through that
one?
We've used that one before.
Oh, yes. All the older issues are present there as well. So it's www.wellsource.org, O-R-G, and the new one is going to be mylifelonghealth.org.
Still connected with PlusLine?
They've never been connected with PlusLine.
Which one is connected with PlusLine?
I don't know. We read this American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, and then provide you some studies, some hints, and some PowerPoints and speaker notes that you can share. Some of these others, the Cancer Society, Medical Science and Sports and Exercise, lay journals. Here's one that I highly recommend you subscribe to, the Journal of Health and Healing from Wildwood Sanitarium and Hospital. They're still doing that. It costs $10 or $12 a year. It's your best $12 you'll ever spend. Many of these other medical journals are $45 or $50. Some of them are $100. But this is one that I highly recommend you get. Yeah, I purchased every issue they have that went back to 20 years or 25 years at one time. This is a really good lay journal. It's called Nutrition Action. It's published by the Center for Science in the Public Interest. I highly recommend this. This is not a vegetarian journal, however. It's a lobbying group with Dr. Peter Jacobson, I think his name is, and they do an excellent job in trying to keep the government straight and on the narrow. Okay? It's a health journal, not a vegetarian journal. Highly recommend it. Vibrant Life, of course, we publish that. Okay? It's a good one. American Health is on the newsstands. It's usually a very good one. There's numerous health letters that you can get from different institutions. Vegetarian Nutrition and Health Letter by Loma Linda. They've since stopped publishing that. It's just too expensive to keep that up. And they can't get enough people to pay $35 a year to get these newsletters published. But anyways, Berkeley still has one. Harvard has one. Different folks. HealthWorks used to be published by the NAD, but I don't think they do that anymore. Some of the health organizations have publications, American Heart, American Diabetic, World Health Organization. Get on the website with Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Lots of information, wonderful information you can get there. It's, I think it's just cdc.gov. Okay? Excellent information. The American Dietetic Association is eatright.org. Okay? A number of government agencies, NIH, CDC, National Cholesterol Education Program, and then blood pressure, health statistics. I get this free. It's a download I get every year that gives me the vital statistics for the nation. It's a 750-page download. And I read that, focused on what I'm looking for, and I can figure out what some of the national norms are for blood pressure, for heart disease, for lack of exercise, for seatbelt use. And we use that in some of our data analysis. USDA has lots of powerful computing power that you can get. They allow you to download for free a powerful nutrition analysis engine that allows you to get a full detailed dietary analysis of any food, and a lot of packaged foods. So just go to usda.gov and ask for nutrition profile, and you'll eventually get sent to a place where you can give their server permission to download to your computer a very powerful nutrient analysis tool. And it's free because you've paid for it already through your government taxes. We sometimes include that on our CD, on our CDs that we send out. A number of educational institutions have prepared white papers. I used to collect all the white papers from Johns Hopkins, and they had a white paper on nutrition, or prostate cancer, or breast cancer, or mammogram, or mammography. And they'll create the state-of-the-art, what's usual and customary at this date and time. That's called a white paper. Okay? So you might want to get access to those. Anything coming out from Harvard, I highly respect. Okay? If they're not on this list, you may not want to go there. But I haven't listed all the universities, so if they're a university in good standing, that's probably a good place to go investigate. All right? Many private organizations, American Heart, Cancer, Diabetes, Dietetic, Osteoporosis, College of Sports and Medicine, Cancer, on and on and on. We happen to put ourselves on there because we think we're respectable. You can usually pay attention to health professionals, but sometimes some of us get off on a tangent and you got to be careful. If a health professional has degrees in their health field and they're talking about special knowledge in their health field, that's great. But if you got somebody who's a specialist in foot surgery and talking about lung cancer, that's probably not a good thing. All right? So make sure they're talking about and staying within their area of expertise. And we've got, you know, doctors and dietitians and nurses and health educators and physiologists and set. Usually researchers and teachers have doctorates and usually know what they're talking about. You know, we get a lot of information from Dr. Castelli with the Framingham Heart Study, or Dr. Gary Fraser, the Adventist Health Study. So these are things that, guys, that you can usually listen to. Some of these individuals usually write books. If they're writing books and writing articles and only quote themselves in research papers, that's not who you want to be listening to. Because they want to be part of the peer-reviewed scientific journal to help keep people kind of on the straight and narrow. If they're presenting something that the doctors have tried to squish and no one else knows about it, you don't need to know about it either. Okay? Because it's just not something you want to be concerned about. So references to other research, not just themselves. Does it fundamentally agree with other reliable research? How current is it? You know, if you're still not sure, ask a trusted health professional. Send me an email. I'll probably say I don't know. But you never know. Number of books out there. These are the classical books. The first one's a textbook. The others are compilations. You should at least read all of those once. Okay? But remember, they were written 150 years ago. You want to take it into today's perspective. You got to tweak it a little bit. It doesn't mean it's bad or wrong, but you got to understand it. As far as I know, he still is. I know he was 2 years ago. John Scharfenberg, Dr. Scharfenberg. These are some things that may be unreliable. Written material or takes from people with something to sell that doesn't meet standard, usual, customary practices. Okay? And a lot of books in health food stores have to be questioned. Some are really, really good. But you need to understand the perspective of where they're coming from. How about oxygenated water or magnets? You know, there's lots of good vitamins and minerals. But again, the drug companies selling pills are biased towards pills. Let your physician wade through all that. Some people think magnets take away pain and discomfort. We're putting magnets on your low back or something rather than having surgery. I don't know. I don't know anything about oxygenated water. I know my fish like it. I don't know. It's so hard for me to say, I don't know. My aunt was cured of cancer in Mexico eating vegetable juice and herbs. You should try it too. Follow the Dr. Atkins diet. If you have a cold, go home and take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and eat lots of garlic. There are some studies that show that it can work, but it isn't universally working. I know vitamin C at that level won't hurt you. I know garlic won't hurt you. You might be lonely, but garlic won't hurt you. So I eat lots of vitamin C in my fruits and vegetables and whatever supplements I might take. I eat lots of garlic when I can. Okay? A lot of the material on the internet may be unreliable unless it's part of the science that I've already mentioned. Okay? You've seen these signs? Lose 30 pounds in 3 weeks, call. I want to put a sign up there that says, my husband doesn't need to lose 30 pounds. Call and get involved in that weight loss program. Okay? So there's probably more weight loss programs out there than there are any other lifestyle program. Because it's so easy to lose weight. It really is. But if you don't lose weight properly, you gain it right back again because you haven't learned the principles. And they gain 20, lose 10. Gain 30, lose 20. They practice what we call the rhythm method of girth control. It's natural, so it's good for you. Well, marijuana is natural. So is opium. How good is that for you? Alcohol is natural too. How good is that for you? Some of the principles you should look for. If in doubt what you hear, then be skeptical. It's probably not true. Ask a knowledgeable person for their opinion. Try not to teach anything that isn't in the mainstream of good knowledge and research. Have I shared anything with you that's way outside in left field that you just, you know, it's just not possible? No. But we still don't do it, so we need to be taught how to eat more fruits and vegetables. It's amazing how simple it really is. I've seen people in just 2 weeks eat more fruits and vegetables, eat more whole grains, exercise more, sleep better, and their cholesterol's come down to 80 to 100 points. Their blood sugar is stabilized. We've taken them off their insulin, and maybe they're only on an oral tablet now. It's amazing what can happen in a short period of time. It's okay to have personal theories, but it's best to teach evidence-based knowledge. Quite often, what worked for Grandma will eventually be studied scientifically, and it'll work for you and me. You know where aspirin came from? Aspirin came from the Native Americans teaching the immigrants to suck on the bark of a poplar tree, the bark of a certain tree, and it was high in acetyl salicylic acid, which is what we call aspirin today. Now they can make aspirin artificially, and we got a wonderful pain medicine. But they would chew on the bark of this tree, and it would release this acid and give you pain relief. That's what I'd call an old wives' tale that works. Some of them are very good. First, do no harm. Second, you might want to be sure it'll do some good before you recommend it. But I tell you, there's a powerful drug called placebo that I love. If you think that vitamin C is going to help prevent your cold, I know the vitamin C won't hurt you, so go ahead and take it. All right? Same with the garlic. There are controversial topics, and it's best to state both views and to let individuals decide for themselves. One thing I have a strong opinion about are colonics. I don't recommend we have these colonics, except when you're going to have a colonoscopy. Well, I try and practice a good colonic every day by drinking lots of water, getting exercise, eating lots of fiber, and then I'll have a good solid bowel movement once or twice a day. That's what I call a natural colonic. But sticking something up there and flushing it out with coffee grounds or whatever is just not a good idea. Okay? No matter how much it may make someone, how good it might make you feel temporarily, it's just not a good idea. So be careful. Does that make sense? All righty then. We are nearing the end. You all have been great. I hope I've been acceptable for you.
This media was produced by Audioverse for the NAD Health Summit. If you would like to learn more about the NAD Health Summit, please visit www.nadhealthsummit.com. Or if you would like to listen to more free online sermons, please visit www.audioverse.org.